train. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Welcome back. It's Stunt Granny Audio 142, or as they're named now, the Stunt Granny Audio Show, number 142. This is Jeremy. This week, it's me, or this time, because Eric and Dusty did one already. This time around, it's me and Kevin. Cue Kevin to say hello.
Kevin and I?
That's fine. I don't care. Listen, we're going to worry about grammar on the show. That's probably item number 230 of things we need to worry about. So. Yeah, it's been a week for me. I didn't do one last week, I don't think, because I think it was you and Dusty, right?
Yes, was, because you scheduled something when you couldn't schedule something.
Yeah,
that was hysterical. Dusty and I went over that for, like, the first 5 minutes of the show, because it took that long to explain what the hell happened to you, Mushmouth.
Yeah, well, you know. I didn't remember what the hell happened last week.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't remember earlier today either.
The Mushmouth was supposed to cue you in as to what happened. It was when you had got all the drugs numbing up your gums.
Oh, shit, that's right. Yeah. Ugh. But what a dude, I almost didn't go because I was like, I don't feel like being numbed. And then he was like, okay, this will only take a sec. He's like, well, you know, we don't really drill too deep, so we don't really need it, but it's really heat sensitive. And I'm like, no, if you're drilling – you're numbing me. I am not going to be one of these guys that go, oh, I can handle the pain. No, I'm modern. You go ahead and make sure and numb that shit so I don't feel anything. So, and boy, did he.
That was sounded like week. You had a lot more fun than I did when my one wisdom tooth got taken out.
I have all of mine still, and I plan on keeping it that way because I've heard nothing but bad things about that. So
there was nothing bad about it, but the laughing gas, I was hoping for a little more high out of it, to be
Did you have to get a ride home?
No, I asked them beforehand. I was like, hey, am I going to need to walk home? Because I was going to park here because my dentist's office is just down the street. So I was going to park at my place and walk over there. And they're like, no, you'll be able to drive home. I'm like, oh, that is bullshit. Least I could do is walk home fucked up.
At least something fun.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Like, and it was actually one of those – it was a nice day out too. Like, it would have been one of those perfect days. It's like 50 or 60 out or something like that. Like, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah. Unlike today, ugh. I think it got up to like 85 degrees here today. I had no idea. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize why Kevin shut the windows yesterday, and then I looked at the temperature is like 82. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's what, May? It's not supposed to be that warm up there yet, is it? You're only supposed to be in like the low 70s.
Yeah.
Wow.
We went from going too low in April to, you know, way too fucking hot in May already. So whatever the hell's going on.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So for those of you who are still sticking around to listen to this, we got a couple different things we're going to talk about this week. Not too many small items like usual. I don't know. Let's start actual wrestling talk because, you know, I got a pressing engagement at 9 o'clock tonight. Let's start with the breaking news. And I know this is UFC now, but Brock Lesnar is still very closely tied into wrestling. It just came out when I saw this when I was at the gym before, you know, or I'm sorry, after work, that he's pulling out of his fight with Junior Dos Santos on June 11th. Apparently the same thing that was bugging him was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, the diverticulitis.
Thank you. I was not even going to attempt that. So.
Yep. No, my ex-father-in-law has had that. So I am familiar.
Oh, all right. So yeah, so basically he's pulling out. The report I saw, he says, "I'm not retiring. This isn't the end of my career."
Yeah, he says he's going to keep on fighting and he's going to find the right doctor and he's going to get fixed and be back.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that's what he found the right doctor before and got rid of it. I mean.
Yeah, well, I guess because I think they said again that the surgery would probably be the best option, but he's going to, like, evidently exhaust all means to find a way around the surgery. Because I think the surgery means that he's toast.
Yeah,
so
I'm
that's probably a good reason to go and find any way possible to get out of that situation.
Now, I'm trying to look up to see what this thing actually is. So, okay, it's a, and this is from righthealth.com, whatever.
Makeyouparanoid.com.
Yeah, one of those, yeah. It's an inflammation of an abnormal pouch in the intestinal wall. These pouches are usually found in the large intestine, your colon. The presence of the pouches call themselves whatever you just called it.
Diverticulitis.
Oh. Yeah, but this is diverticulosis.
Okay.
That's what that's called. And then there's a lot of really awkward pictures. So basically, it sounds bad. I mean, to put it lightly. But no, this is the second time. And if, I mean, yeah, surgery comes into play. You're cutting part of your intestine out. I mean, I don't know, man. That's we'll go to Wikipedia because that's always accurate.
Well, for stuff that is just informational, it seems like they're usually okay. If there's some type of way to dispute said evidence, then there might be a problem with Wikipedia. At least that's my general rule of thumb.
Well, I'm looking at the treatment of it, and it says an initial episode of acute is usually treated with bowel rest. Nothing by mouth.
Hey!
IV fluid resuscitation and broad spectrum antibiotics, which cover anaerobic bacteria and gram-negative rods. Leave it alone. However, recurring acute attacks or complications such as periodontitis, abscesses, or fistula may require surgery, either immediately or on an elective basis. Going down to the surgery, it sounds like it's paraphrasing. It sounds like it does a couple different times. You got to get a colostomy bag, and
I think that'd be great in the octagon. Just spray your colostomy bag on someone.
And this is where, you know, when people like say, "I'm not going to the doctor," they don't know anything.
Yeah.
This is where you want to punch those motherfuckers in the face. Just reading, and I understand it's a bunch of big words, and all of this shit makes sense to them. And not only that, someone figured this out to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, just... It sounds horrible. Every part of this sounds terrible. So... Him wanting to avoid surgery, I totally understand. I've only had it once in my life. Twice. Same thing, just reoccurring. But that sucked. I couldn't have, and that was nothing compared to what this sort of thing would be. I guess from a, not a personal, but a, well, from a fight fan standpoint, this is horrible news. I mean, even for the people who don't like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, no, they were definitely looking forward to, I'm sure everyone has pointed out, his lack of stand-up game cost him against Velasquez. And Dos Santos, he knows how to throw the fists.
Yeah. but also, you know, on top of that, they just used a whole season of The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, to hype
to set this up. Yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, and I completely forgot to tape last night's episode. I thought I set them to tape all new last week, but evidently that wasn't the case. They didn't really seem to talk too much trash or anything.
No, and I think that's why the season's been so boring. I mean, Kovschek just, not up the ante, but when it came to trash talk, I mean, that's not something that MMA, you know, UFC especially, usually see or hear. So you kind of got used to it. So you get two guys who are just kind of, I don't want to say going through the motions, but, you know, it's just a fight to them.
Yeah, they're both kind of, well, and they both seem like they're kind of quiet guys. Like, I mean, Brock Lesnar doesn't seem like he's talkative in an everyday kind of way, and neither does Dos Santos. I think part of his problem, too, is I think he's still a little gun-shy on his English.
Oh, that could be true, too. Yeah. Well, then that's a horrible decision to have these guys on TV if they won't talk. I mean, what was that? One of the TV blogs I was reading was talking about counting the amount of times that Lesnar says making chicken salad out of chicken shit. That seems to be the only thing he ever says.
He doesn't really say it that much, though.
Oh, there was one episode he was saying that a lot. I mean, in the 15-minute segment between commercials, I'd say at least 20 times. It was great. I mean, I was cracking up, but...
I just like the fact that... what the hell? Oh, I guess I like the fact that it didn't seem like a regular reality show, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
I hadn't watched it up until this season. That's the other thing I forgot. Dusty and I have kind of talked about this. Well, especially since we've been talking reality show with Tough Enough to tie in a little more wrestling before everyone does fall asleep in the first 10 minutes of the show. it doesn't seem like that. Because the fight takes up a large portion of it, it doesn't seem like a show most of the time. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like a regular reality show, although they still have some bitchy girl shit going on.
Well, yeah, and who knows how trumped up some of that stuff is. But,
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think the replacement, I think they're making the best case scenario by putting Carwin in the ring as a replacement.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I know, you know, Lesnar's saying all the right things now, but it took, what, 2 years almost?
No, it was a year.
It was a year, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's 30-something. In MMA, especially in the UFC, you know, it's supposed to be top in the world. You don't have a lot of years. You're not everyone's GSP, who barely gets hit. Or Silva, who has one bad fight and then just comes back and just fucking front kicks everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So if he's got to take another year off and then come back, I mean, you can't put him right back in the main event level.
Yeah, no, he's got another fight probably more than likely, depending upon who wins and who wins in the meantime.
Yeah, and by then, who knows who they're putting him in there with, and very likely he gets his ass handed to him again. It's...
Well, anything's possible in that department.
Yeah, it's just... I can't see the layoff being a smart thing right now. It's taken him this long to get in the ring again.
Well, he might die, but taking time off might not be a smart thing to do.
Well, no, I'm not. Yeah, you know what I'm getting at, though, smartass. I'm just thinking, you know, obviously all of this is predicated on his health issues. Stupid. So
you're the one that said it.
Obviously, if all of his health issues are taken care of, I mean, clearly that's got to be the first thing. Is what he's got? What, two kids with Rena Mara? Or no?
Three, because they had twins the second time.
That's right. But then I think he's got kids from previously, doesn't he?
Well, I thought he just said his three kids.
Okay.
The last fight that he had. So I think it's just the twins and one other one.
Yeah, so in that case, I mean, you got other priorities, and he was the highest paid MMA fighter in the world last year, plus all the WWE money.
Yep.
So
he does not exactly look like he spent it on wardrobe.
Yeah.
Or drinking or anything of the sort, womanizing.
Yeah. So you would think or you would hope that he wasn't one of these idiot ex-wrestlers. Not idiot ex-wrestlers, but one of these just ex-wrestler guys.
Sports figure.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll go with that. And just didn't, or, you know, got the wrong guys involved. But it just sounds like from listening to him and listening to what people say about him, that's not going to be the case, luckily. So.
Yeah, no, it does. Like I said, it seems like he's got his shit together. Yeah. So I don't see any real thing to worry about in that department.
So this is going to be one of those wait and see sort of stories, I guess.
Yep.
So, all right. So there's the breaking news. This will be old by the time you listen to this, but, you know, whatever. So let's go on to, we were talking, we had a lunch conversation, and to be completely honest, but we didn't use it because really it had nothing to do with wrestling, but it was still pretty funny. Maybe someday it'll see the light of day. But we were talking a little bit about, you know, the current state of WWE. I'm trying to find.
Well, since you wanted me to go for it, I can go for it, I suppose. Yeah. We've gone over the fact before that we feel like there's always a downturn in the wrestling as soon as WrestleMania hits, or right after WrestleMania hits. And this year seems to be no exception. So, I mean, we're not really going to go over that. But I guess the interesting thing to me that struck me a little bit differently this year that maybe didn't in years past is that it seems like the WWE really should have more plans because this is kind of their spring. Because they have new wrestlers going from one brand to the other brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like they have it, you know, it seems like they have a purpose, but then it doesn't seem like they do half the time either. And that's what was interesting to me, and I guess the one thing that I think we can start with by saying it doesn't seem like they have much in mind, honestly, is the fact...
No.
Huh?
No, good. I was agreeing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to start with my last question first.
Okay.
Is that, you know, all the guys on SmackDown that are getting pushed now, like, I went through the recent SmackDown, and uh-huh. The big pushes were Sheamus, who is on Raw... Uh-huh. Ezekiel Jackson, who was actually on SmackDown. Layla, and I'm not even sure that she counts, but she did win a match.
Yeah.
Post McCool. So they obviously have something in mind for her, at least. Sin Cara, who doesn't really count, but technically was a Raw wrestler. You know, I mean, he really hadn't been around enough to be a Raw wrestler.
Yeah.
And Randy Orton, who is a Raw wrestler. So really, three out of the five people they're pushing on SmackDown were Raw people. And then on Raw this week, it was R-Truth, Mason Ryan, The Miz, and sort of Dolph Ziggler. And into that little unit there would have been John Morrison had it not been for the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Those were all guys who were already on Raw.
Yeah.
Like, that is just really... why do you think that it was only Raw wrestlers, basically, that are getting pushed post-draft?
Okay, well, first, I mean, it's no secret, you know, Raw, no matter how they want to spin it, Raw's always been the top dog, and it's always going to be the top dog.
Right.
So you've got these guys. I mean, who came over? Rey Mysterio came over.
Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto, yeah. who already has the management push anyways, okay? Sorry, I interrupted my own thought, actually. But when they moved these guys over, I mean, it was clear the reason they pushed the Raw guys is they already see them, whether correct or not. They perceive these guys as stars already. So they don't have the writing staff in general doesn't have the wherewithal to look at other guys. You know, they're from what it sounded like reading Twitter, none of these wrestlers knew they were moving until they were listening to the draft or watching the draft online or whatever, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I think that they had, I think I had seen in years past too, that they, didn't know what was going to happen either backstage at the shows.
Yeah. So, to me, if the wrestlers don't know, I can't imagine that anyone but McMahon, maybe Triple H now, and I know he's only head of talent relations or whatever his title is.
Right.
I get the feeling only a few select people knew, but the rest of the staff don't. So they may have, and I'm going to probably contradict this later, but they may have had plans for some of these people already. So then they're like, all right, well, we're going to give you Drew McIntyre, Chris Masters, right? He was one of them. Alberto Del Rio, Rey Mysterio. I'm trying to think, who the hell else came over that was worth that?
Swagger.
Swagger, yeah.
He was on TV. Well, and he has been on TV, but...
Yeah.
Honestly, he's a minor cog in the Jerry Lawler versus Michael Cole feud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've kind of gotten away from him too. They've slowly moved Swagger away from Cole, but he's still, you know, until this week, of course, he pops right back out and, you know, it signs the match, if you want to put it that way.
Right.
But no, it just seems to me, by just what you're saying, is they don't perceive the SmackDown guys as stars, no matter who it is.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I hadn't thought on it a lot for whatever reason. I guess I was more worried about the questions than the answers. And I guess that does make a lot of sense. Like, even though... Like, to me, I guess, I always thought, oh, if that SmackDown wrestler's coming over, then they think he's big enough to be on Raw now. And they'd have something in store for him and not go, oh, because, and I guess that's the other thing, with the SmackDown guys, it seemed like the week before that it was going to be Del Rio and Mysterio Part 2.
Yes, it did. Now it seems like he's going to take the John Morrison role for a while.
Yeah, no, when your guy's out for, you know, a month or two.
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks, yeah. But I think you brought up one thing that I really liked, and I thought that this could have gone more to planning, but it kind of goes against what we were just talking about. And that was when you mentioned something about, was it brand? It was not like brand...
Oh, the brand fights?
Yes. See, to me, if you're going to do this sort of stuff, and you brought up a second ago, where you go, you know, they brought these guys over thinking that they were big enough stars to be on Raw, okay? Now, I don't think that's true in all the cases. I don't think that's the case with Chris Masters or Drew McIntyre or Jack Swagger, for that matter.
Yeah.
But I do for Alberto Del Rio and Rey Mysterio. So... And I know it's a fake, the whole brand loyalty thing is absolutely fake. Oh, Big Show came over as well. Forgot about him.
Considering he's been on both shows because of the tag belts, it's pretty easy to forget that he's on Raw.
Well, and Del Rio's been on both shows since before WrestleMania, so. I totally lost my train of thought, man. But no, basically what I was going
to
get at was...
Back to the brand fights still?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to get to?
Yeah. Yeah, they trump up this fake brand loyalty. So, and I understand, like, you know, you don't want good guys fighting good guys and, you know, heels and heels. But it would have made a little more sense for Miz, for instance, to come out and he bash Mysterio, whatever, and go, and then even say something. It's like, you know, you were a small fish because he's short. You were a small fish in a small pond. Now you come to Raw and you think you're somebody, blah, 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 blah. Which is obviously bullshit in the fans' eyes because they think Mysterio is a star. So there's one guy.
Right.
But remember, management had nothing for Rey Mysterio on SmackDown after his Alberto Del Rio feud.
Yeah, and he had to come up with the Cody feud.
Right. So to me, that kind of lends the fact that they don't see him as a big star. Even though he's the he was the catalyst for their ratings, or one of the guys that was a catalyst for their rating success of SmackDown, when it was on a network that 14 people out of 14 or 50 states gets, when it was on my network TV.
Yeah, no, I guess that does make sense. You kind of almost look back on it, and yeah, he's had a string of good feuds.
Yeah.
You know, he had the one with CM Punk, which was excellent, and he had that one that and even the Cody Rhodes one turned out really well, and it at least got Rhodes away from one gimmick. Unfortunately, it stuck him in another one that is is limiting, honestly, but you know,
it's got to go away sooner or later, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I think I said that, but who knows with them.
Yeah. But no, these guys come to Raw. I mean, it would have been nice to have, or even, I guess it'd be hard. Maybe John Morrison could, instead of feuding with R-Truth, could have said something to Del Rio. And
yeah.
Like, you come over here, you've been coming over here for, you know, no one's invited you, but now you're over here permanently. You think you're, you know, have something go through from there. At least extend that fake brand loyalty for a month, you know.
Yeah, they've worn out enough of their, because they've usually had the WrestleMania rematch at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Yeah, that was the one that just happened, right?
Yes.
Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've normally had that already. So that means it's pretty easy to transition into new feuds, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal to have started that, you know, these last 2 weeks.
Those new guys, yeah.
Yeah, with all those new guys, and just kind of had. And it at least would add some type of credibility to their later brand split problems, or even the fact that it was just like a week ago that everyone was moaning and groaning when a big name went from one place to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, oh, I'm bummed that we're losing Randy Orton. And it's just like, okay, well, not everyone's going to be happy that they're getting Randy Orton, though.
Yeah, that was the other thing. You shouldn't be cheering when you get a guy. And this goes back to the draft. I know it's a little bit old, but that bugged the shit out of me. When SmackDown was like, yeah, we got John Cena. I was like, who fucking cares? You're not a team. It's not like hockey where all of a sudden you're sitting in back and you're like, all right, so the Penguins and the Capitals. All right, so Penguins, you get Ovechkin. Everyone's like, yeah, all right. I mean, obviously it helps your team. Pittsburgh, you get, I'm sorry, or Washington, you get Brent Johnson. And everyone's like, yeah, Brent Johnson. It's like, no, you shouldn't be cheering that at all.
You just got fucking hosed.
Yeah. Brent Johnson can throw a wicked punch though, but that's about it. The brand split means nothing. Especially when you still got guys showing up on both shows, obviously. So that's old news.
Yeah.
But
and they have done, I guess, you know, they've done a pretty decent job for the most part of keeping them separated outside of that Royal Rumble to WrestleMania thing. When they have to, they do. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not an ironclad thing, but for the most part, I think they do a pretty solid job of keep them separated. So, you know, I can kind of understand some type of loyalty, but it's just like it gets turned on and off like a faucet so easily that it's just like, why not just make it? Plus, it would make for easy writing. You know, like, these lazy asses don't have anything better to do. Like, we always note how poorly it's run.
Mm-hmm.
But they never seem to think of using that easy crutch as a way to get around things.
Yeah. The long-term planning for WWE starts in December and ends as soon as that three count ends at WrestleMania in the main event.
Yeah, well,
then they're like, it's just a switch that gets shut off. And like,
yeah, but I guess that's why I'm saying it would be so easy to use that as a crutch.
Yeah.
You know, you could still turn your brain off and get that stuff written.
Yeah.
Like you said, have Miz.
In their case, they can't turn their brain off and get it written, though.
Huh?
They can't turn their brain off and get it written. The people they have in charge, and that's from McMahon down. I mean.
Meaning they shouldn't, or they're not actually shutting their brains off and still coming up with piss poor stuff?
Yeah. Yes. I think.
Okay.
Part of them, I think they are actually, they're doing what McMahon wants. But now the main problem is McMahon. Regardless, and this isn't a criticism, he doesn't know what he's doing, because look at how, you know, successful the company is. Even though it's on a downturn. Well, not a downturn, but it's not as successful as it was when it was actually good.
Yeah. Still the most popular wrestling organization in the world, so I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. But, He does things on the fly. You read all the reports. You hear all the same shit we do.
Yeah.
One week he's like, yeah, let's do this. And he's like, no, and he'll change it. He changes his mind from left to right. They book on his whims. And, you know, you can't think of it now because it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? But Vince Russo would talk about how they would have meetings and they would have storyboards with this guy doing this, everything was outlined. Storylines were outlined. They had like three. I think he said at one point they had 3 months of TV and booking plotted out ahead of time because everything was set in stone. It wasn't McMahon coming in and going, "Hey, I'm going to do this instead." Now it's all right. Well, we're going to have the Miz win, but you know what? Yeah, we'll go with the Miz this week today. Wait, what? And then they change it next week. So and I think a lot of pressure probably comes from, and this is what, I don't know if we talked about this during the Raw draft or not, but, and I say Raw draft because they got everybody. They lost Randy Orton. Well, okay. Yeah.
Again, that was the simply because of Edge retiring.
Yes.
Draft pick.
Right. SmackDown's not a priority. It's clearly not, but Raw is because it's on USA. Raw's a more recognizable brand. It's got the big star. I mean, John Cena's the big star there. Randy Orton, as much as he sells merch and whatever else, mainstream success, he is not the main guy.
No, the whole tattoo sleeves, probably not helpful in that department.
No,
I'm not saying they're definitely more popular and more out there now, but yeah. Randy Orton doesn't. He doesn't have that personality. And No. What has he only been? How long has he been actually reliable now?
Good call. I'd say a year, maybe. I don't know.
I actually can't remember the last time he did something dumb like pooping in someone's gym bag or.
Yeah, forgot about that stuff.
Throwing a fit at a hotel or whatever the hell. I forget what he did at a hotel.
Now, like, didn't he, like, supposedly, like, do something some fat kid that was bugging him at a restaurant or something? The kid clearly deserved it.
Yeah, and you know what? That might have been the most recent one. Yeah, like, he is not always the most stable person outside of the ring either.
And everyone came to his defense in that one, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem right now is they are thinking.
They're like over, they're out thinking themselves.
Well, not so much out thinking themselves, but to where they've got, all right, they've got their own ideas. And no confirmation of this, obviously. But this is really how I see it, is you have one chef, and what's the next chef down? That
sous chef.
Okay. You've got one chef and 37 sous chefs that are all doing their own thing, thinking that that's what the head chef wants.
Oh, yeah, like it's not like just the one or two sous chefs and then like everyone below that, like the dishwashers and the
right.
Yeah. No, that does seem to be the case.
Yeah, and McMahon doesn't help. He's all over the place. I mean, they made this change in theme going to PG. I want to criticize the theme, the PG thing, because, you know, personally, you know, we don't like it or I don't like it, whatever.
Yeah.
But they couldn't keep doing the same adult stuff, which is fine. I mean, apparently they just got Miller Lite as a sponsor. Now, okay. No, I understand. It's Miller Lite, but
well,
a beer sponsor is something that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hysterical that it's PG and their beer is going to be their advertiser.
Yeah, I know, but it's still, they do it during sports.
Yeah, oh, I know.
So, you know.
Even there, it still seems weird. Like, hey, this is a family event. Come get hammered. Drink responsibly, yeah. By the way. I mean, we don't really want you to buy too much of our product. Wink, wink.
Yeah. How can I say this without sounding really ridiculous?
No, just sound really ridiculous.
If, not that he's ever going to, until, honestly, I don't see him ever doing this until he dies probably, but if McMahon steps aside and allows Triple H, which it just seems like the logical thing, that he would take over in some sort of booking capacity, writing staff, whatever, that things would change. Triple H's matches really suck, and, you know, that WrestleMania was way overrated, but the guy does seem to have a mind. Now, he's selfish, of course, but he's got a mind. He could bring in his buddies, Kevin Nash, whatever, and you would see an instant change in the product, and I think for the better, obviously.
Yeah, no, it'll be really interesting to see who does take over, because, I mean, you've at least got to have, like, I understand, like, the injuries happen, you can't, like, you know, thinking 3 months in advance almost seems like too much, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much that can go on that you can kind of have it there, but kind of let it be a little sketchy.
The only time 3 months in advance, now this, it's just plotted out. It's not like the old WCW days where they taped 3 months. This is just written out, so you can make changes. You know, if someone comes back, if a better idea comes up, anything like that. But to do it week to week, I mean, it'd be like reading Harry Potter one chapter at a time, and Voldemort turns into a flower with pumpernickel hands, and Harry has to fight him using only his shoe. But then next week it's a golden shoe. The next week it turns into a bow and arrow, and it's like, well, what the hell's going on? they have to get the content out there as fast as possible, but they don't have a clear direction going on.
Right. Yeah. And no, they definitely need more planning in advance, I think, is what we're both saying.
Yeah, and that to me goes to the whole, you know, couldn't they plan better for Raw on this? No. They couldn't. Not with the current situation, there's no chance they could have planned better. The only plan the only plan I can see that they actually had was McMahon going, I want more guys on Raw that fit my prototypical guy. Now, I've gotten a liking to some of these guys, so they're gonna go to SmackDown where they're gonna prove to me that they're worth it. That's why Sin Cara needs the editing. But that's why Daniel Bryan went over there. That's why Sheamus went over there. I'm convinced of that.
Well, and I think with Sheamus, it was A, I think it was a good move, and B, he kinda needed You know, kind of a sustainability up in that area before keeping him on Raw is that kind of top dog heel. You know, I mean, what? He's only been around, you forget sometimes, and I definitely do, that he's only been around, what, a year and a half?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, because last year was his first WrestleMania, this year was his second, so.
Okay, 2.5 at the most then, or something like that? Like,
No, you're dead on. Almost just about 2 years, yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, he could use that marinating and a little bit of seasoning just to work out the kinks in his matches and, you know, probably little stuff that, I mean, as much as he was doing the little stuff right, that I'm sure he could be more consistent about it or something in the sort.
Yeah. Yeah, so but I know we've been all over with this, but the clear priority with the draft and the clear priority with all of their writing is always going to be Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I don't think there's any two ways about that.
And, you know, they got their own writing staff for SmackDown, you know, Michael Hayes with Doc Hedricks. He's still, you know, the main dude, but you can only do so much. So I think we'll see some more changes because SmackDown just had an abysmal rating last Friday.
Yeah, they, what was it, 1.72 or something like that? Down?
Yeah.
0.2? I don't even know what to think of that one, honestly. I can't believe that they're actually down getting towards TNA territory.
Well, okay. Sorry, I mean, I'm not going to interrupt, sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know if I had, but, okay. I don't know. I guess I've always, and maybe that is the mark coming out in me that, I always enjoyed SmackDown a little bit more, just because there isn't as much horseshit on there.
Yeah, no, that's not a Mark statement at all. That's what you prefer.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and this goes back to putting the star power on Raw. You took, all right, you had Edge retire, so people are like, oh, he's actually going to be gone. There's part of your audience. You took away Rey Mysterio, who's synonymous with being on SmackDown. You took him away. And then, and as dumb as this is going to sound, you took Alberto Del Rio away as well.
Yeah, no, I
sorry,
mean...
I got dry mouth there. No, but you took away another part of the Hispanic audience. And you gave him Sin Cara. Now, I know Mystico was a big deal in Mexico. And I'm not Mexican. I'm not from Mexico, whatever. So I can't speak for, you know, I'm not going to speak in a general audience for, you know, a whole culture, but I don't know if the people who come here from Mexico or born here or, you know, whatever, keep up with
Triple A.
I think it was Telemundo or Univision, whatever, carries, yeah, Triple A. So if they don't, then you're like, oh, all right, who's this guy? So...
Yeah, and he performed fairly poorly. And, again, like, he was one of the bigger names in getting pushed, yet he's barely been – I mean, I know that he's been on TV, but he hasn't been on TV for, you know, what? His debut was the Raw
month.
After?
Yeah. In 5 weeks, really, if you look – or 6 weeks, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
He was the night after WrestleMania, so.
Yep.
But, no, it – you took away a significant part of your viewing audience. They just went away, though. Raw didn't go up. The rating for Raw didn't go up at all.
Oh.
So it's like they just went, fuck it. They took our guys away. We're out of here. Why they won't travel to Monday, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's on Monday. So.
Well, and I don't understand. I guess, yeah, if you're looking for, you're thinking that there should be a similar spike. But maybe they already watch Raw. And there's no reason to watch.
Yeah, didn't think of that.
and maybe they just find no reason to watch SmackDown now.
Yeah,
and,
no, you're right, yeah.
And taking away all that star power, I just think that that might be a general problem for everyone, like, no matter what their descent is. It's just like, you've left shit on TV.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I brought up ethnicity is SmackDown was a very popular show for, and what's the, I don't even know what the real term is, Latin American, Hispanic, I don't know.
All of the above.
Yeah, so I'm going with Hispanic.
Yeah,
but
people
for the
don't
Hispanic
like
audience,
one or the other, depending upon, you know, where they are.
Yeah, and that's why Rey Mysterio didn't want to leave Friday night, or didn't want to leave SmackDown the first time. Because he was the face. He got the Hispanic audience in. And now that they took him away, well, it didn't occur to me, but yeah, those people may already be watching Raw. So, yeah. Or they are for somehow, well, no, I mean, I guess if you're getting sci-fi, I mean, the sci-fi ratings are down anyways compared to my network, but if you don't get cable, which, I don't know how you just don't steal it, but, if you don't get cable, you're not going to go out and seek the stuff out, I guess.
No. I mean, there's no reason to. I mean, especially with the SmackDown review most of the time.
Yeah. Well, plus you can also watch the stuff on Hulu and YouTube. I'm not sure if it's on Hulu still or not. I would think so, because it's Universal TV or Comcast now. So, but you can watch it YouTube, Hulu, Sci-Fi. You've got all these different outlets now, so maybe the audience has shifted around. As well, but
right,
yeah. Well, I hate to cut it short because I think we could go on for a while still. Actually,
yeah.
But you insist on wanting to talk about TNA's pay-per-view, so
no. I mean, we can keep on going. I mean, I'm thinking that we're at a pretty decent time that we could just say fuck off to them. Honestly, like.
Oh no! That's okay. No, Really? All right. Honestly, let's do a 10-minute TNA pay-per-view review, just for fun.
Okay. Yeah, no. I was going to say, I don't think we have a whole lot of time to fill in here.
Okay.
So,
okay. So as I was telling Kevin week...
Oh, no. You know what? I think we need to touch on something else before we completely get out of this, because we were talking about the needing star power.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The little article that you linked to me to.
Yeah.
That could be if the Pro Wrestling Torch has noted that Batista and Chris Jericho are believed to possibly be on their way back.
Now, I think this is on their free site. I hope so. If not, sorry, I didn't bother to check that part.
Yeah, you gave me the link on the
on the pay one. I know, but.
Well,
it didn't. It did, actually, I never checked the free one. Why would I? So sorry, that was not intentional. It just occurred to me actually. But no, that kind of goes to the long term planning part though. I was actually going to tie that into that. They've got, by the report, they've got the writers coming up with ideas to reintroduce Jericho and Batista, but yet they can't come up with long term planning for a Daniel Bryan or Dolph Ziggler or Christian. I think Christian's got something, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, they're telling them to put their efforts into people who aren't there.
And could possibly not be there.
Exactly. Who may not be coming back, you know? So, yeah, just dumb. That's where you really sometimes you just go, really, guys?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
How about this? Jericho says he's coming back, and you go, okay, write your own entrance. Now, let's talk about let's talk to Dave. Dave, what do you want to do? Just write something for me. I'll make it better for you, as long as I'm a heel. Don't bring me back as a face, or I'm going to be pissed off. So you put the two of them on SmackDown? There. There's your star power. Problem solved.
Yeah. Yeah, that would solve any ratings issues, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, but also, I'm going to steal a little bit from Eric here. Do you keep building Mason Ryan the way they do? You keep Batista separated, you got yourself a WrestleMania match for next year.
Oh, and they can even do it with Zeke. If they actually kept his push up one of these times, they keep on going, oh, I forgot, that first push wasn't their fault. that was injury fault.
Yes, yeah. But I don't know. It's no matter what they do to get Zeke over, I don't care.
There's something in this promo thing. I guess that's why I only hedge towards Mason Ryan a little bit right now, because they haven't given him any time to fuck up on the mic.
Yeah.
With Zeke, they have, and unfortunately, I mean, it hasn't been a complete disaster, but
yeah,
it's definitely not good.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right. So, yeah, so that's something to keep an eye on. See if those two guys come back. I think it's pretty obvious Jericho will come back at some point, but he's been booking Fozzy tours, so that's not going to happen anytime soon, at least. Judging by him always talking about their summer and this, but Batista, Strikeforce deal fell through. Dana White, I'm sure, is going to be like, you're out of your goddamn mind. I'm not signing him. So.
Yeah, I don't need some circus in my league. Get the hell out.
Yeah, yeah. I took a chance with Lesnar. It worked out fairly well. So.
Well, of course, it probably helped that he was a two-time NCAA division wrestler, or won the heavyweight division once. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Got to the final the year before that, and only lost the championship out. Yeah, I think he had a pretty proven track record as a fighter.
Yeah,
or at least a wrestler. So.
All right, but let's get into this TNA now 9-minute review.
yeah,
I don't even know where to start, dude. I don't care.
Okay, Abyss. I'm going to start from the bottom up from the Sacrifice lineup.
Well, I'm starting at the bottom of a TNA event, really? How do you figure out that? Jesus.
See, this is why I wanted to do this.
Shit. Hey, I took a shit on the floor. Why didn't you put it in the toilet? Does it matter? It's still shit. Who cares?
Abyss versus Crimson. Go.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me? Really?
Yeah, that is actually a match. You know, it's been funny because, and I don't know if I've gotten this out. And I probably have, because I seem to be recording every week with somebody. This league, like, I stopped watching it for a month. Because, like, the last 2 weeks, I think the Penguins were playing. And then after that, I got HD. I got my HD box, and I just completely forgot to record it. Oh, no, I didn't get the HD box. I got Spike in HD. So I wasn't about to watch. I at least want to watch a pile of shit in HD rather than watching it in standard definition.
Wow, really? That's like watching a scat video on a regular tube TV. It's still shit. Who cares? If a guy takes a dump on the floor with better lighting than a guy who takes a dump in like a back alley, guess what? They're still taking a dump. It doesn't matter. I'm trying to come up with as many of these as I can just off the top of my head, so.
I particularly take a perverse joy in the next match of Mexican America.
Oh, fuck, man.
Versus Ink Inc.
Okay, all right, I have to be honest.
Has there been a worse group ever assembled than Mexican America?
Okay, I forgot, I should probably be upfront about this. I actually do record TNA. I will not watch it live. I've only been able to get through the last month, 3 weeks, I'd say 15 minutes a show before I just have to fast forward. I was lucky enough to catch, Mexican America or.
Yeah.
Whatever.
America.
And I'm one of those idiots that remembers things. And I clearly remember Hernandez doing one of those TNA backstage things, you know, when they were sitting on director's chairs in the middle of the ring. Him saying how proud he was to be from America, that his dad – didn't his dad fight – serve in the military for the United States?
Yeah, he's in the Army.
Yeah.
He's an Army brat. But, yeah, I mean, that's why I made it so well, and what? You said he didn't speak Spanish very well? And he's the jackass that gets sent to AAA?
Yeah. Where he was a face. He was a face in Mexico, and these morons take him and make him a heel. I mean, anyways, so they don't allow Hernandez to talk. They've got Arachnophobia talking. That was honestly a slip. Arachnid?
Anarchia.
Whatever. Oh my God, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So they got him talking last week. Then they start getting on Willie Urbina because he's Puerto Rican. Then they get on Hector Guerrero because he's sticking up for his friend. And I'm like, this is a fucking disaster. Just put a bullet in this horse and be done with it.
So, worst group ever.
Yeah, but then the guys that are dressed like punk rock guys. You know, the guy who carries around the book of...
Dilly Gap.
Yeah, the guy that doesn't look like a give a fuck. Well, apparently you do. If you're out there with the former Navy dude who's sitting there saying, hey, don't do this, no, you don't get in my country, love it or leave it, fuck you. You don't fit the part. If they were both dressed as like naval officers or Corporal Kirshner, Sergeant Slaughter, you know, something that vaguely resembles American military garb, then this would make sense. You've got two idiots, studs in their lips, makeup. Oh God! Oh my God!
I just think that's it's a miscast part, but I guess I don't have a problem with their gimmick per se. So to me, that's a bit of a difference.
Dude,
like
I understand that you said they're miscast, but then you have to have a problem with the gimmick in this.
Well, just for that's why they're miscast, though. That's the only reason they're miscast. If they weren't putting up for America, and they just had a problem with Mexican America for some reason or another, like whatever, they decided to beat up Shin Moore backstage for being a bitch. You know, I'd be fine with that, but they're fighting them because they're defending the U.S., which doesn't make any sense. Like, it's okay. Like, I mean, is CM Punk's gimmick shitty because he defends punk rock?
Wait, you lost me on that.
Well, you're saying that punk rock is a shitty gimmick. That's why I'm trying to say that there's a difference between
if it's a
bad gimmick.
No.
So I'm comparing. They're not even in the same league as.
I gotcha. Yeah.
But
that is not what I meant.
They kind of have a similar idea around their core characters.
Yes. If they were just Inc. and it wasn't Jesse Neal and Shannon Moore, it was just like two punk rock guys, I'd have no problem with that.
All of their tattoos and their look and everything fits to them being, you know, punk rockers. Like, even if they're not legitimately punk rockers, although Shannon Moore definitely seems to be that way. I mean, why the fuck else would you have your own tattoo parlor? And, well, he seems to be actually decent at that job.
Well, okay, never mind. It's a different argument. Never mind. I was just going to say, they are the stereotype of what punk rock is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, come on. Like, if we're going to knock down every stereotype in wrestling, can we just get rid of wrestling? I understand TNA sucks. Like, I'm not disagreeing. But if you're going to say stereotype bad, then WWE is bad. Yeah.
No. I meant that was actually more in general, not just the wrestling, because everyone thinks that's what punk rock was or is.
Is, yeah.
I mean, Good Charlotte dresses like that. Good Charlotte's a bunch of fags. Who cares? They're not. There's some bread band from the record companies. Oh my God, do I sound like one of those man guys? But
man,
yeah. This isn't. That's not what it was. Learn your history. It became a costume. These people are wearing costumes now.
Oh, yeah, no, I...
That's what I meant.
I'm not
yeah, that's
sure
what
I've
I meant.
Seen
so.
a mohawk from a performer in quite some time in a punk show.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well,
we're almost on our 9 minutes. Let's go. We didn't do predictions. Abyss is going to win, and I'm going to go with Mexican America. There you go.
I agree with both of those.
Yeah.
Madison Rain versus Mickey James.
Another match that makes no sense. Why does Mickey James care about Tara? Didn't they establish they never liked each other?
Yeah.
Even back in that other company?
And they had how many knockdown dragout brawls
yes.
for the first couple of months where they couldn't be kept apart? And now she wants her to be free?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's the bad, oh, we forgot that Kane was scarred, but really we haven't mentioned that in the last 5 years, so it's okay if we uncover the rest of his body
mm-hmm.
kind of gimmick. But this is like, oh, we forgot what happened 2 months ago.
Yeah. You know, the whole thing with her elbow was because they were fighting in a steel cage match. And look, the problem, it's TNA's women's division, sorry, it doesn't matter anymore. That shit with Angelina Love... giving her a blue pill, that works, I guess, but...
Yeah, well, aside from the fact that even if she has her under some type of zombie pill, doesn't she still feel pain? Like, I mean, this pill is awesome.
Yes.
I want to take it if it does all this stuff.
Well, the only bad thing is it does turn you into a zombie.
Yeah, but I can do it. They have a zombie walk for charity this weekend. I'd fit right in here in town.
Probably more authentic, too.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we can run into an old friend there.
Yeah, I could. I could run into an old friend. That could be a lunch conversation all in and of itself.
Yeah, I forgot about her. Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to say Mickey James has to win this. God, I hope so.
Yeah, Mickey James is winning
yeah.
that one. I think that's
okay.
easy.
So that's the bottom row.
I haven't in any way paid attention to the spoilers because I don't give a shit enough to waste my time reading TNA spoilers. So it's Matt Hardy and 3 question marks versus Beer Money.
Oh, it's Chris Harris.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
Yes,
is it?
Brayden. Yes, making a return. Yep.
Brayden Walker.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him getting a job. Okay, Beer Money. On to the next match. It's Kurt Angle and China versus the Jarretts.
Yeah.
All
right, you know what? They keep saying the
Jarretts. This has to be the blow-off, right? Finally?
That's exactly what I was about to bring up. Is they keep saying Jerry Lawler and Michael Cole's going on too long. Well, how much longer is this thing going to go on?
Yeah,
this takes up a bunch of TV time.
Is this their 4th pay-per-view?
Nah, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Because I don't think they were directly against each other one of the pay-per-views. Like, they're in some type of multi-man match, but Jarrett cost him the match. And yeah, this is how much I pay attention to TNA, so...
I'm just going to say yes, because I don't know.
But yeah, I think he's gotten over on Kurt Angle the last 3 months.
Yeah.
It's just like, seriously, like, the Lawler-Cole thing's only lasted too long because it's two announcers who can't wrestle. Like, I mean, whatever. Lawler, greatest ever. Have fun, horseshit. See his reaction up in the fucking 90th row from Iowa when this in Dayton, whatever. I don't give a fuck. He's terrible now. or at least not very good.
Yeah.
And very, very slow. So who gives a shit? But anyway, this has got to be the blow-off. And it's weird that they're introducing someone new in a blow-off. Like, so if this lasts even longer, oh my gosh.
How'd you get in here?
You know, just horrendous. If this lasts past this one, their television has just been... I especially when they're doing just the Jarrett gimmick stuff, the Jarretts together. It's fast forward all the time.
If a Jarrett is on screen, it's fast forward. It doesn't matter. Kurt Angle could never go back to WWE, which is unfortunate because that's where he needs to be. He also needs not to be sick. And
Well, yeah, he also not needs to not end up in the middle of fucking what the hell is that island that he ended up on? The Median. Ended up in a Median while drinking.
Oh, yeah, true.
To go back to WWE too. He can say what he wants to the internet, but he's not going to say that with a straight face to Vince McMahon.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we did skip over the X Division Championship match.
No, that was next on the
list. No.
I mean, we can skip over it because it's Max Buck versus Kazarian.
Okay.
Like, A, I didn't remember that Kazarian was the X Division Champion.
Hey, who's the TV champion?
And Max Buck is, well, Max Buck. I have no idea.
There you go. So.
Oh, it's Gunner. It's Gunner.
Oh, you're an asshole. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you always try to trip me up on these TNA questions, so I've always got to make sure that I'm right with these answers, because you're always looking for me not to know, so I've got to know them.
Yeah, dude, I was watching last week, and for the little bit I was watching, and I saw that idiot with a belt, and I'm like, what is that? And then they're like, yeah, our TNA television champion. And I'm like, excuse me? Really? That? And he didn't defend it on the show either, which cracked me up. So.
Didn't he? Oh, was that the week before last that he defended against Christopher Daniels?
Nah,
yeah, because it was him and Bubba Ray this past week against some two people. I don't know who. And yeah, it was the week before they fought Daniels.
I wonder if Bully Ray and AJ Styles would be on this card.
Oh, possibly.
And that way Tommy Dreamer can show up again and the rest of the audience go, he's still around?
Yeah, so. And we don't care that he turned on AJ Styles, who he was just teaming with like 2 months ago or something.
Yeah. Even like, reluctantly, yeah. Ugh, get the fuck.
Yeah. And then the main event of Rob Van Dam versus Sting.
You remember when this match actually would have been like buzzworthy?
Yeah, like I can't believe like I've got to put myself into one of those. Like, I would have loved to have seen Rob Van Dam do just about anything.
Yeah, you remember that?
And I could give a shit less about what Rob Van Dam does now.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a giant mistake going to TNA. I don't think there's any... I mean, besides getting paid...
Yeah.
There's nothing... This has been nothing but bad for him. Just a horrible, horrible experience so far.
Yeah, I mean, the only positive that I can see is that he kind of sort of brought back his own character rather than WWE kind of pushing it back. But
yeah,
when they don't put you on TV and you still got to put him in the right spots, like even with that kind of laid-back dude character, and TNA is completely incapable of doing that.
Yeah.
And plus, like, honestly, like, I don't know why, but I was expecting that to be Mr. Anderson versus Sting. Like, he talks more. He's on TV more.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Rob Van Dam gets on there and goes, yeah, I'm ready to take Sting on.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
So, I'm going to say Sting wins because of Mr. Anderson.
So there. Yeah. Yeah, no. But, well, and I can't believe it. At least Abyss and Mexican American. Those are our two... heels to win, so pay to us. Oh, I guess Max Buck could if they really want him to.
Is Max Buck is he a heel? I don't know.
I don't know.
His name is Max Buck.
Yeah, at least it's not Max Hardcore.
Oh God. Well, that was the wheels falling off. So I'm gonna get out of here. I gotta take a shower still because I just don't smell good right now. There was like some poor 13-year-old girl on the cross ramp trainer next to me, and I just wanted to lean over to her and go, "Honey, you might as well move." But
you didn't want to get sued for.
Dude, I don't usually smell at the gym, man. It was unbearable. I don't know what the hell I ate or what was going on, but oh my God, it was just horrible. So, eh. But, yeah. So hopefully everyone enjoyed the TNA pay-per-view. We'll have to revisit the other conversation because I think there's more to it, more we could actually, you know, organize.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll get to back to that someday. But, so I'm going to sign out. Everyone, thanks for listening. And, check us out on Twitter, Stunt Granny, at Stunt Granny. Then you can find us off of that. We don't really have anything else. So.
Yeah, no, I have, one little thing that, I'm going to use as a teaser. Go to my Pro Wrestling Ohio spoiler. And then think about an event that we may have missed. It's WrestleMania, and I may have a very interesting time at WrestleLution this year. I'm going to go grab a sippy time beer.